Every Monday, it's the Pete Jones Show. From 5 till 7 on my radio. We like to dance to it down in the street. We think you'll love it. We also love Pete.
We got Meg and Pete from Breathe. Absolutely in the studio, absolutely live. Hi guys, how's it going?
Hey Pete, thanks for having us here.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding? It's an absolute joy. It really is. Are you enjoying the hospitality? I'm sorry we had to drag you out early from what was that you were drinking in the green room, by the way?
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Was it pina colada?
I thought it had shades of pina and a little bit of colada going on. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I think we'll definitely probably go to the hot tub after.
Sex on the beach.
So you're going to go to the hot tub, you're going to have sex on the beach. Yeah, no, that's fine. Are we still on cocktails? Is there?
Good.
Well,
I am.
Listen, Meg, I'm going to be honest. Grab the hot tub when you can because it gets wild up there.
Yeah, you know,
well, we know Phil Jones hasn't come out yet. So he is still either in the green room or on the roof or anywhere near the helicopter pad.
That's the one.
So what's going on in the world of Breathe? Is it all funky do?
I guess so. We've got a new single coming out on Friday the 15th.
Yeah, well, that's the only day that you're allowed to have anything out, to be honest.
Friday, everyone's
the 15th of September. It's going to be jostling for producers. It's going to be like the Grand National out there. There's going to be 42 tracks all lined up.
all racing off the line.
But that's okay. And that's Predator, isn't it?
That's Predator.
Tell us about Predator. What do we need to know?
Well, it's one of our darker songs.
Yes.
Most recent, actually.
We don't have many darker songs, do we?
Normally we do quite light and fluffy.
Yeah. We like a bit of light. We definitely like fluffy.
And melodic.
That's...
But this is still melodic, but with a bit of a darker undertone because of the... why the song was written. So
listen, would you tell me how the process of writing, what goes on in your the way that Breathe writes, who does what?
Well, most of the writing is done by myself. And often I come up with the melody first. And the last couple of times it's actually been after I've been watching documentaries on TV. So then things just sort of start flowing. And I just start writing and I start singing a song and then it all just sort of comes together.
Is that a thing? So you get emotionally involved with documentaries and go, that'll be
it. I don't aim to get emotionally involved with them, but they kind of just, I start watching a story. And so Predator is about Ghislaine Maxwell. You start watching something like that and it affects you.
So
that's the background behind that song. And then the other day,
about abuse of power, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other song that we are going to play for you today as well is about Imelda Marcos.
Yes.
And about her shoes, her 3,000 pairs of shoes.
She loved a pair of shoes, that
she
woman.
She did.
Yeah. That was a crazy spin-off of the crashing the palace when they've discovered all this thing. Well, you know, I mean, spending the money was one thing, but 3,000 pairs of shoes? That's phenomenal.
A bit obsessive.
A little bit. So I've been playing you guys for a while. Thank you for sending stuff in. It's always brilliant. How long have you been together? And you are a duo, aren't you?
Yeah, primarily we're a duo. We've been a bigger band. We've had quite a few people come in and out over the years.
Yeah, we've had string players.
Yeah, and some violin and cello. We still jam quite often with our
couple of bass
cellist
players,
friends.
But our bass player's recently gone off, so we are looking for a
new
bass player.
In this heat, most bass players go off, I think.
Terrible smell.
You've got to keep them in the cold room. That's the thing. Yeah, it's not good. Not good. So are you actually looking for a bass player?
We're looking for a bass player.
So that's an interesting thing. If anybody wants to come
and have a go.
So if you like the sound of our stuff, then please do get in touch.
Who wouldn't like the sound of your stuff? Come on. Ridiculous thing to say. So where are we at? Because I know you had an album. You've already had that. But this is obviously not from that. And what about the other tracks you're playing today? Are they all new?
Mostly. Last Letter we released earlier this year.
Yeah.
And we do want to release another version of it. Hopefully, either on an EP or on an album. We haven't quite decided yet where it's going to be.
We don't know if we've got enough songs yet. We're still, we've got a couple of new ones in the pipeline, haven't we? So that we're
Where's the thought process on these days, like now with you? Do you think we're just going to write? We're just going to write. Doesn't matter. We're not working towards a project. Not working towards an album or an EP. Or are you? I mean, is that still a thing?
For me, well, personally, I quite like getting songs out as singles, because I think digitally, you know, everyone's streaming music now mostly.
Yeah.
It's not often that people still buy CDs, but people do. So, yeah. So
me and Peter look at each other. Yeah. People don't buy CDs anymore. Yeah.
But people do buy CDs, but a lot more people tend to stream it. So it's kind of nice to have a mixture of both.
Yeah.
Pete very much definitely wants the whole concept of an album, and he likes the way his songs start.
But it's nice to have a project, hold something, you know, physical in your hand that you have spent a lot of energy, work, and time.
It's also that period of time, the reflection of that period of time of the songs that you wrote as
Definitely, I get that. I mean, and also it's just nice to show this is the results of our labour.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to feel proud of an MP3, isn't it?
Yes, the spawn of our loins.
Well, that's why for the last album, we didn't actually create a CD, we just created a book.
I like that idea.
Just the lyrics and pictures, so that you actually did have something physical to hold, but you had a download code.
Oh, hello, that sounds great. So how big was the book?
It was A5 size.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, and I think about 32 pages. It had quite a lot of information in it.
That's really fun as well. And it's kind of the marrying that sort of creativity of both the music and the visuals and the text and the lyrics, and I'm guessing, presumably.
Yeah.
And photographs or whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So could you buy the album without the book?
You could on Bandcamp. And that's where the download codes came from as well.
Yeah, they're all up on Bandcamp, the download codes.
What was the name of that album?
Tag Me In It.
Tag Me...
Hashtag Tag Me In It.
Hashtag Tag Me In It, as in I-N-I-T or...
I-N-N-I-T.
Yeah. In It.
In It.
In
It.
In It. Oh, bruv. All right, bruv. Got it. I got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tag Me In It.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, that is good. So, people, check out Breathe Band, Tag Me In It. You got to go up there. Yeah. You can't just say In It, can you?
In it.
Fab. And then you can buy it, I guess. Can they buy it track by track, or can they do the usual
on Bandcamp
stuff?
Yep. I think you can.
On Bandcamp. So that's where we want to go, isn't
track
it?
Track by track.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Amazon Music
and
stuff like that. We've got our
first two EPs on there as well. The first one was Postcards from Obscurity.
Yeah.
And the second one was Civilization Reset. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You see, got it.
But those are also available on CD.
On CD.
They are, yeah.
So listen, you're going to play Last Letter. Where do people find that, or is it not anywhere yet?
That is on all the streaming platforms
already,
at the moment, as a single.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's not on Bandcamp yet, though.
It's
fine. I think they can handle that. Folks, we got Breathe playing live just for you, really, and a little bit for me. Meg and Pete, guys, take it away.
From the top, been looking for a way out, and he's coming round, riding high on the swell. It all seems pretty normal, maybe it's too early to tell. Thank you. getting better. To the last letter. Whatever you say will only upset her. It's been this way since forever. Get better. Getting better.
Oh, are you kidding me? That is so good. Guys, that was Meg and Pete from Breathe, who I think need to do just that. Guys, you go and lie down. I tell you what I'll do. Why don't I just go and play Predator now? Let's do that. So, in the meantime, that was Last Letter. Of course it was. What a great track live. This is the latest single coming out on, you'll never guess, the 15th of September, and it's called Predator.
The
with any of that. Yes, indeed, we got the amazing Meg and Pete from Breathe here, just playing live and doing all sorts of things. But that was Predator, which is due out on Friday, a brand new single. Tell me what happens. So that is just a download. I mean, I'd say just a download. There's no, you don't make hard copies of anything, really, unless it's an album or whatever. Where do people find out Predator? Where do they get that?
Whichever streaming platform you're on, Spotify, Amazon.
You just sling it all up.
Yep.
Sling it all up, sit back and see what
happens. We put it onto DistroKid and then it goes.
Or our website.
Or the website.
Or our website,
Okay, makes sense. Tell me, so that was, written and not dedicated, I'm not going to say that, but influenced by a documentary on, how do you say her name? Ghislaine
Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. So that's, Imelda Shoes, of course. What, any other documentary tracks?
No. I haven't watched anything else recently.
I was going to say, have you seen the three-parter on Arnie Schwarzenegger?
No.
Well, that'd be a good, interesting song. I want to see what comes out of that.
But I did start making some notes on my phone, and I was reading them back to Pete the other day. Because sometimes that's what I do.
Is that how you write?
Yeah, well, I'll make little, because I'm getting old now. I can't remember things. I can't remember things as well. If I write a song and I think, oh, that's a good melody line, I have to quickly record it on my phone, either as a voice memo or write down the words. And I found this note that I'd written to myself saying, we need to find out all there is to know about Peter. and I have no idea what documentary it was about, but it was about something.
Have you ever seen the movie Memento?
Yes.
I think you're living that dream. Yeah. I think do you find little tattoos on your body saying, don't trust him? It's like, what? What? Why not? Well, who is this person?
He's always wrong.
He's always wrong. Exactly. Yeah, so... There's a darkness afoot in your world, yes. I would say. Yes, but don't watch that movie if you haven't seen. So the writing of Breathe, does it tend to be in your camp? Is that, do you come to Pete with a certain melody?
Yes. Well, I mean, I write a lot of words and melody together.
Yeah.
I think that the melody always comes first for me, and then I fiddle words around it. Pete's obviously. He comes from a lot more of a social awareness kind of writing political stuff.
Yeah.
So when we met, he had quite a few bits of poetry, which I then put some music to as well.
Nice.
So he's also
good
at writing with words. That's about...
But not the music.
He's pretty good with some instrumental stuff well. So we didn't bring the marimba here today, which is the other part of his percussion setup.
We're very disappointed. We were all set up for the marimba.
Well, you would have been set up outside if we'd brought all the weird.
Like, get it in here. What's the matter with you? This place is echoing with the amount of space we're not using. It's ridiculous, to be honest. We got an awful lot of lovely people listening. We got Claire from Dandelion Charm listening, saying, "Hey, Pete, it's Claire here from Dandelion Charm. Just got in from work and listening into the show." Well, thanks, Claire. We will be playing Dandelion Charm very, very soon, actually. Kenny Murray says, "I've got a phone full of lyrics and melodies. Breathe are brilliant. Way to go." Oh, thanks, Kenny. Yes, they are brilliant.
Thank you.
Do you want to play something else? Are you going to do the Imelda Shoes?
Yes. Or how many pairs of shoes do you own? This is what we always ask before we play this.
Well, thank you for asking. I haven't bought a pair of shoes in at least a year. But I don't chuck them out either. I don't tend to, and I should. I don't chuck anything out. So I've probably got about, I've probably got about 10 pairs of shoes.
Wow, that's
say.
Not bad.
Is that not bad?
No, that's
that sounds like quite a lot.
Like the Top Gear thing.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yes, they've got a chart. They brought a pie chart and everything here. It's ridiculous. I'm mid-board, apparently. That's good. I'll take that. Well, how many pairs of shoes have you got then?
I don't actually know. I think probably about 50. But I'm trying to get rid of some of them as
are
well.
You? Yeah, but people can't see this at home, but you do have an awful lot of feet. So maybe there's something in that. I don't know how it works. Maybe it's a sort of ratio.
I tend to go through sort of liking different things at different times. And right now I'm in a Converse phase.
I can see that. Absolutely.
So yeah, I think I've got about 3 different pairs of Converse.
Apparently, it says here, only 2 of my pairs aren't stilettos. Yes, thank you. Back in your box. Honestly, you know, we don't need comments like that. I mean, it's true, but anyway, how did you know that, you naughty puppy? Right, okay, so take it away. We've got Imelda's shoes. We got Meg and Pete in a prime position. I'm just going to hand over to them.
Cool.
Ferdinand had found his feet. He was on the rise when he met his love, Imelda. After she was his bride, climbing social ladders, elected in 65. It was just the beginning of the Filipino joyride. Edifice complex, all the public funds they squandered while building a high rise of political propaganda. Was until the 70s the people doth protest and martial law imposed because civilians were causing unrest. So, how about another pair of shoes? Imelda, how about another pair of shoes? Did you really need another pair when you were 50 in silver? How about another pair of shoes? Oppressive dictatorship was all you had to offer, while you and all your phonies emptied out all the coffers. Seen you proudly posing with Hussein and Gaddafi. Afternoons filled with much mimetic laughing. So how about another pair of shoes, Imelda? How about another pair of shoes? Did you really need another pair while you were 20 in silver? How about another pair of shoes? How about another pair of shoes, Imelda? How about another pair of shoes? Whatever you told yourself and then convinced yourself of over, any way you look at it, you TV, what's reality anymore? Pull that underneath me, where did the money go? And those 3,000 pairs of shoes, we'll never know. Oh, 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 oh.
Imelda shoes, that is so, so good. Breathe, playing live and incredibly dangerous here, Meg and Pete. Just very, very quickly, because I didn't get any of this in, I do apologise. 15th of September, Predator is released. That's a fact. You're playing live at the Surbiton Festival on the 23rd of September. I'm not telling you like this is news to you. You know this, but,
yes, yeah.
But they don't. You are looking for a bass player. I picked up on that. You're working towards a second album, which is going to be aptly named. What do you reckon? What's the name of this second album? Over to you, Pete, quickly.
Fight.
Yes.
and flight response, or fight or flight responses.
Right. I'm not getting involved in Noise Make. That's fantastic. Yep, zippity diddly do. That's the name of the second album. It's not out yet. It doesn't exist. In fact, there's only about 6 or 7 tracks on it, but that's fine. It will all be amazingly put together at some point. And will you please keep me posted? I know you will.
Absolutely.
But just keep us abreast of all things Breathe. And in the meantime, good luck at Surbiton Festival, 23rd of September. Is that an all-dayer?
I think we're playing at 12:30, but I think 12. The music starts at 11:30 and then finishes till 5:00.
Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in. We will put all of this not only on the amazing Mixcloud, but I'll sling that little session for you up on Audio Boom, if that is okay by you. And just so much power to your elbows, because you are awesome, and to play in this heat, well, forget it, crazy.
We're going back up to the swimming pool now.
I thought you might just rub it in, people. Just rub it in. Well, I'm just going to stay down here and enjoy Dandelion Charm, so you lose.
Radio Reverb's coming.